We're going to spend a little time now with a public school band in Queens, New York, that rocks, swings, and breaks new musical ground. This is not your typical high school orchestra, for a couple of reasons. First, while they do play some traditional instruments, they also play iPads. And all the student musicians have serious learning disabilities. The tablets aren't merely novel and fun, although they're that. With the help of a creative teacher, the iPads are opening doors for some children with mental and physical challenges. From the NPR Ed team, Eric Westervelt has our story.
My name is Toby Lakes. I'm 15 years old. I'm in 9th grade. I'm 4 grades away from college.
It's morning and sunlight pushes through large old windows into a well-worn auditorium at Public School 177 in the Fresh Meadows section of Queens. On stage, iPads on small stands sit in a semicircle. It's rehearsal time for the PS-177 technology band. The students mingle and chat before practice starts. A tall, wire-thin teen with thick glasses named Toby Lakes loves to play piano. He taught himself to play.
I like the piano. I like the keyboard. Keyboard is the best. Number one.
Toby also loves his iPad guitar. He plays on his school-issued tablet computer using a music app called Thumb Jam. As rehearsal heats up, Toby takes the lead on rock guitarist Jeff Beck's version of Puccini's Nessun Dorma. Toby Lake's iPad guitar shredder has a learning disability. He's autistic, and he's blind in one eye. PS-177 is a school for students with serious learning disabilities and autism spectrum disorders.
The first note of the second line, please.
The band is the brainchild of music teacher Adam Goldberg.
I think it's in blue, the second line. There you go. Perfect. That's that pizzicato we were talking about with the cello supporting, right?
Okay.
And one.
The 53-year-old is a classically trained pianist who 20 years ago began substitute teaching here while playing jazz and rock gigs nights and weekends. Work the music dream, then go to work. He was soon offered a job at PS-177. He's been here ever since. All of the band members happen to have severe learning disabilities. Many of them are autistic to some extent. Some of the students were previously nonverbal or only occasionally verbal. Many don't just play iPads. They play traditional instruments. Several love to sing. There are about a dozen band members, including William Hernandez on piano and iPad, Jaquan Bostic and Jeremiah Estick sing, play the iPad, and drums.
Remember, keep going back. And pick up where you know we are. Use your ear.
Goldberg was a hesitant technophile. I'm an acoustic guy, he says, and sits down at the piano and starts playing jazz, his first musical love.
I was always kind of reluctant to get involved with technology, but that was mostly because there was just so much work involved to get the technology to work properly.
But Goldberg says the iPad and its array of apps have allowed the band to produce complex orchestral-style arrangements for kids to play all kinds of different virtual instruments by just tapping buttons on the touchscreen instead of getting bogged down in learning technique.
All the technical stuff that, you know, admittedly is very, very worthwhile. I mean, I'm coming from a classical background, so I appreciate all that, but for people who can't, if you give them something like this as a musical instrument, you can really kind of break through all those barriers and teach so much of the art of the whole process of music making, which these guys do beautifully with that, I think. Right, guys?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Let's go through this again. Thank you.
But just what is it about a tablet computer that makes it work so well with some students with disabilities? There's something about the combination of the big, bright, clear visual cues of some of the music apps and the tactile, easy-to-use touchscreen. But beyond that, the fact is educators aren't really sure. it's still a bit of a mystery.
We have some really, really low-functioning students who I could never really involve in the music activities, but the iPad has pretty much taken care of that. I can't say I have 100% involvement, but it's pretty close.
And here's another way. Tablets are proving to be game changers. They've made mostly obsolete those large and costly special ed learning devices.
It has changed the way people look at people with disabilities.
Karen Gorman is the head of assistive technology for New York City's public schools. Before, some kids with severe autism, cerebral palsy, or other serious challenges needed these giant, clunky, and expensive assistive speaking devices. Some looked a little like small accordions around kids' necks. She says they looked odd and screamed, "Disabled kid." Now the iPad and other tablets, she says, have helped level the playing field socially.
Parents thought for the first time, my child with disabilities is using something that looks very cool and modern and current, and other kids will come over to them now and interact with them, whereas before all they saw was the disability. That's all they looked at. Oh, kid in wheelchair, kid in wheelchair, kid in wheelchair with an iPad. How interesting. So it really, socially, it has had a big impact.
Hold it.
Student Toby Lake stands and sways rhythmically back and forth on stage, the iPad braced in a stand, summoning his inner Jeff Beck. His thumbs furiously tap the music app's buttons as Nessun Dorma begins to crescendo.
We got it 99% there.
For some in the PS177 technology band, including Toby, the group has changed their lives.
I feel excited. I feel happy. I love music. It feels like I was going crazy and all the audience was clapping.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News.